This is Earth and Sky. Like some other birds of the forest, the black-backed woodpecker is superbly adapted to life after a forest fire.
That's because many insects, mostly beetles, make a beeline to fires. They mate and lay eggs under the charred bark. When the eggs of the wood-boring beetle hatch, the larvae tunnel into dead trees and feast on wood for a year until reaching adulthood. Millions of these grubs are speared by the barbed tongue of black-backed woodpeckers. A single woodpecker can consume more than 13,000 grubs in a year.
If you could stroll through a forest in Montana or Idaho that burned last summer, you might hear this woodpecker drumming. You might even see it fly to a nest hole in a sooty tree where woodpecker chicks clamor for a meal. But you'll only find this scene after a fire that results in lots of dead standing trees. The window is narrow for black-backed woodpecker activity because between burns, beetle numbers dwindle and the birds scatter to find insects, so black-backed woodpeckers are rare.
The biggest threats to these woodpeckers are fire suppression and salvage logging when fires do burn. That's one reason biologists recommend leaving some intensively burned forests completely alone. That's our show made possible today by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation in cooperation with the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.